Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking free agency. We're talking about the loss of Steven Jackson. Losing out on him to the Atlanta Falcons. And potentially losing Greg Jennings to the Minnesota Vikings. We got a lot to talk about today. Is it just me, or has free agency been crazy this year? Cray-cray. I don't know what it is. Even though the Packers have not been involved, in fact, I've, you know, come across these articles or just, you know, all the signings across the NFL, and the Packers are one of just a handful of teams. There may be like four of them who have not signed anybody in free agency yet. So they're in the vast minority of teams that have not been involved in free agency. But regardless, this year, more than any other year in my memory, has been like, well, maybe the year the Packers signed Reggie White, there was a big buzz. That was a long time ago. In the past decade, it seems like there's been more buzz about free agency than ever. I'm not really sure why, because the Packers haven't been involved. Maybe it's just a confluence of factors. Like, they've been in the running for a big name like Steven Jackson, and Greg Jennings is still out there. And maybe it's the fact that the start of free agency this year for the first time ever was in the middle of the day, the middle of the news day, you know, like, prior years it always happened like right at midnight, and so like all those deals that happened on the first day, like, everybody was asleep. And like this time there's all this wall-to-wall coverage on ESPN and the NFL Network, and they had that three-day negotiating period, so you heard all these reports about who was going to sign where before they even happened. So interesting. I don't know. It just seems like there's so much buzz about it this year than there hasn't been in previous years. Seems different to me. Well, let's talk about what's happened here. And by the way, if you want to comment on the show, feel free to chime in on our live blog. Jamie is here approving comments. You can feel free to use the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player as well. And we have the phone number up on the screen, 608-403-5255, if you want to chime in. But yeah, so yesterday we learned that free agent running back Steven Jackson would be signing with the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, there's been all this speculation about Jackson joining the Packers. There's been false alarms and hopes being raised. Adam Schefter of ESPN tweeted that Jackson signed with the Packers, and then it was deleted. Now, I don't know if it was hacked, and maybe that was the case, that his account was hacked. I mean, he does have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers, so it's not like he's an obscure news source. He could be the target for something such as that. But that happened. And then there was like more obscure websites reporting that the Packers had signed Steven Jackson. Didn't Examiner.com put out an article that, you know, Jackson had signed with the Packers? And, you know, I'm not sure who else did. There were other reports out there that he was negotiating with the Packers. They were actually, Rob Domofsky of the Green Bay Press Gazette tweeted out that they were, you know, working on a structure of a 3-year deal. Bill Huber of Packer Report tweeted that Jackson was likely to sign with the Packers, according to a source. All these things taken together, you just add up, and you got the feeling that this was almost inevitable. That's the feeling you got. I mean, to me, it was never inevitable. Be, just because of the, you know, how much money it would cost. And you know, I am starting to see a lot of negative reaction, you know, not seen since 2008 towards general manager Ted Thompson. You know, in 2008, of course, he was a reviled figure after the, you know, the summer of Brett Favre and everything that went on there. And it got increasingly less, you know, heated towards Ted Thompson as the Packers were marching toward a Super Bowl in 2010. And then, you know, pretty much everybody forgave him. I never had anything against Ted Thompson to begin with. But now it's after two straight playoff exits and the Packers not getting involved in free agency, you're starting to see it more and more. And, you know, would I like to see Ted Thompson and the Packers involved in free agency? Maybe. But, you know, I see all this negative reaction on Twitter. I mean, I follow Twitter more than anything, and I'm sure there's more negative reaction in comment sections of blogs and newspapers and on Facebook and you name it. I mostly, you know, my gauge is mostly on Twitter, although I do follow a little bit of those other, you know, fan, you know, the fan reaction in other places. But, you know, everybody, I see some people that just go overboard and, you know, fire Ted Thompson, whatever. He's on the hot seat. Well, I encourage you, Joe Fan, whoever says that, try to figure out the Packers salary cap situation. Okay? Because I don't think these people do. They don't really have a clue. And again, I feel like I mentioned the Packers salary cap situation with these upcoming contracts due to Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews. I mention these things almost every day, and I feel like I'm in an echo chamber because things aren't sinking in. Go try to figure out the Packers salary cap situation. You can see right now how this year and this year only, they're like, what, $18 million under the salary cap right now or something like that. Somewhere in that realm, right? Well, now I think everybody agrees the Packers can and should and will at some point extend Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews. BJ Raji to come, it's just maybe not quite sure when it's going to happen with Raji. But anyway, okay, so we're all in agreement about that, right? That the Packers are going to sign Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers? Okay, now add those numbers to the salary cap, add those, and see how much money's left. There is none. There is none. There's no money left for free agents. The thinking is, if the Packers are going to go out and sign Greg Jennings, they're going to have to clear even more room. They're going to have to cut JerMichael Finley or ask him for a restructured contract at the minimum. Same thing with AJ Hawk. Folks, there's no money to sign free agents. If you want Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews with contract extensions. Now, if you're fine with them not giving contract extensions to Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, then fine. Except you should preface your comments with that. And then everybody will know you're a crackpot. So anyway, it's, you know, criticizing Ted Thompson right now is not the answer because you have no clue the salary cap situation. The people who are criticizing Ted Thompson have no clue about the salary cap situation. Unless you totally think the Packers should part ways with JerMichael Finley and get that $8 million, I'll give you that. If you feel that way, then you have a legitimate gripe, I guess. You know, but people are torn there. I see more people in favor of keeping JerMichael Finley than I do not see in favor of keeping JerMichael Finley. Now, there's a good split out there of each. There's you know, some of each. But I do think people realize the situation with Jermichael Finley, how talented he is, the fact that they potentially don't want to lose both Greg Jennings and Jermichael Finley in the same year. I think a lot of people see that. Now, I'm not necessarily part of that group. I think they should part ways with Jermichael Finley. I think they should then try to get another target in the draft in the first round or two. Even a tight end. I would not at all be sad to see the Packers go get Tyler Eifert in the first round. Or Zach Ertz or Gavin Escobar. That wouldn't hurt my feelings. I think that would help the team. But, I mean, there's very few ways in which the Packers can gain this cap money to allow them to be competitive in free agency. You've got to realize that if you're criticizing the Packers for not being involved. You've got to realize that. John asks on the live blog, why not keep Finley this year, draft Eifert or Ertz this year, and let Finley go next year? You know, it's possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility. But, I mean, okay, if you do that, you're keeping Jermichael Finley's set $8 million salary on the cap this year, and then at the same time trying to develop one of these guys. Are you going to use two tight end sets that much to get them the practice time, the playing time they need to develop to be ready next year? I see that. It just is, you know, there's a lot of things involved here if you were to do something like that. A lot of things you'd have to consider. Anyway. So getting to Greg Jennings here as well. Talked about Steven Jackson, now getting to Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings is currently in Minnesota for a visit with the Vikings. And we should preface this by saying no deal is imminent. You know, that's what I've seen from the Minnesota Vikings media, including Tom Pelissero, the former Green Bay Press Gazette Packers beat writer, now covering the Vikings for 1500ESPN.com and other places as well. I mean, other outlets I've seen covering the Vikings. But, you know, the word on the street is Greg Jennings had dinner with Vikings officials last night. And not just any dinner, you know, with the wide receivers coach or any, you know, lesser known commodity in Minnesota. It was a big deal with the head coach, Leslie Frazier, with the general manager, Rick Spielman, with the face of the franchise, well, maybe not the face, but one of them, Jared Allen, the face of the defense, at least in Minnesota, Jared Allen, all going out to dinner. I don't think that was it, but didn't they have the offensive coordinator as well? But, I mean, they're putting the full court press on Greg Jennings. And I can't blame them. I mean, again, here, though, no deal is imminent. The Vikings and Jennings have to agree on a middle ground. I mean, that goes for any team in Greg Jennings in the NFL, the Packers included. They've got to find some middle ground. And you can look at the free agent deals signed elsewhere in the NFL. Mike Wallace got his money in Miami. He hit it big, but he's been the only one hitting it big. The only wide receiver, at least. Wes Welker recently signed with the New England, formerly of the New England Patriots, now with the Denver Broncos, a 2-year deal worth $12 million. So he's getting paid about $6 million a year. Who is it? Danny Amendola signed with who? The Rams? He getting around $6 million as well. Kevin Lamb points out Dwayne Bowe hit it big too. I guess that was before free agency, though, is what I'm saying. Danny Amendola signed with the Patriots. Gotcha. So these deals worth $6 million per year, roughly, approximately. Now, what can Greg Jennings get? You know, the Packers reportedly offered him a deal worth $10 million a year, according to Jason Willey of ESPNMilwaukee.com. That was back during the season. Jennings turns that down. Now, the question is, and we brought this up last episode, is that offer still on the table from the Packers? You know, I can't imagine it is. I imagine the Packers had to say, this is our offer, take it now, or you're not going to get that offer again. And maybe Greg Jennings was a fool for not taking it. You know, what's he going to, I mean, I can see Greg Jennings now getting a deal in the realm of $8 million a year wherever he goes, whether it's with the Vikings, the Packers, another team. That's what I think he'll eventually sign for. I think teams are going to realize that this is Greg Jennings. He is, has been a Pro Bowl wide receiver. He's younger than Wes Welker, so he's probably going to command a little bit more money than that. He's better than Danny Amendola, so he's going to get more money than that. So that's what I think he can get. But man, what was it foolish for him to pass up $10 million? I see a lot of people saying that, maybe not a lot, but I've seen some people say at least that it appears as if Greg Jennings just doesn't want to be part of Green Bay. And after they issued him an offer of approximately $10 million a season, I can understand that. I get that. I'm not sure if I necessarily believe it. I just perhaps think Greg Jennings has been a little naive about the process and what he could command in free agency. That he's not going to get $10 million. You know, I'll make up my mind when I see the deal he eventually signs for, if he signs with another team. John asks, would you sign Greg Jennings for a 2 to 3 years contract at $6 to $7 million a year? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Greg Jennings is worth those. You know, the years is going to be a big deal with Greg Jennings. You know, is he, you know, what amount of years is he going to get? No team, I don't think, is going to want to invest more than 3 years in Greg Jennings. You know, by that time, he's going to be 33 years old. You know, he's not going to be quite the player anymore. You know, if you're the Packers, do you want to invest 3 years into Greg Jennings, a guy who's been hurt the past 2 years quite a bit? It's a risky proposition. And I'm not sure what the Packers should do, because I'm sure that's what he's looking for, is at least 3 years. I don't imagine Greg Jennings wants to do a 2-year deal, because that just means he's going to be on the market again in 2 years and he's going to command even less then. So I think he's going to look for at least a 3-year deal. I mean, obviously he would probably even go for more than that. He would want the security of a long-term deal that would last 4 or 5. I don't think he's going to get 5. Maybe he could get 4 if it's really cap-friendly, team-friendly, in that a team could get out of it after a couple of years. But yeah, I mean, I think he's going to end up signing for about $8 million a year. I would be all in favor. You know, if the Packers wanted to sign Greg Jennings and get rid of JerMichael Finley, I'm all about that. You know, if that would be fine by me. If they want to use the money earmarked for JerMichael Finley to sign Greg Jennings, go ahead. You have my blessing. Not that they're looking for it. Other news, other free agent news. Tight end Tom Crabtree. The former weekly guest of Railbird Central has multiple suitors in the NFL, according to an article published by JS Online and reporter Tyler Dunn. Multiple teams interested. And it just it's interesting that he's got so much interest, I guess. I don't think there's teams out there that wouldn't want Tom Crabtree in a reserve role, in roughly the same role he served with the Packers this year, as kind of a second blocking tight end and a key or core special teams player. You know, I've said before, I think what Tom Crabtree is going to eventually get, whether it's with the Packers or elsewhere, I don't, maybe he can get more elsewhere. I think what the Packers will offer is a deal worth more than the NFL minimum, but less than the tender level, which would have been $1.3 million a year. So somewhere in between, like maybe $1 million a season, Tom Crabtree could have gotten. You know, a lot of people want to see Tom Crabtree return. He's, of course, kind of a cult hero in Green Bay, a guy who's always on Twitter, interacting with fans, just a good guy in general, good personality, hilarious dude, and very gracious with his time, as we know here at Railbird Central. And, you know, he's going to sign somewhere. It's just a matter of whether it's with the Packers or not. I said on Twitter yesterday, I think the teams who might know the most about what Tom Crabtree can offer them are Oakland, Seattle, and Kansas City, where former Packers front office execs John Schneider, Reggie McKenzie, and why do I always forget the guy's name from Kansas City? Oh, I should know this. I've only written his name a million times. And John, right? What is his last name? Put it on the live blog for me so I can stop stumbling through this. Dorsey. Thank you, Kevin Lamb. John Dorsey. I think those teams know what Tom Crabtree can offer them, offer a team. And maybe that's where he might get some interest in free agency. You know, we'll see. The Chiefs, by the way, where Tom Crabtree began his career, that's where he broke into the NFL, where he was originally on their practice squad. I mean, they might have signed him as like an undrafted free agent, you know, had him through training camp. I think they eventually signed him to the practice squad. So there's a little bit of knowledge there with Kansas City, although the whole regime there has kind of changed since the time Tom Crabtree was originally with the team. But anyway, you know, I saw a question here from, where is it? Is it Evan up on the live blog? Thoughts on Bernard Pollard. And that's kind of an interesting one. Of course, the Packers have a opening for a starter at safety, which could be filled by guys currently on the roster like MD Jennings or Jerron McMillan. But, you know, those guys don't exactly have a spot locked up, you know, now that Charles Woodson has been released. And so where are the Packers going to fill this void? Are they going to do it in free agency with a guy like Bernard Pollard? Or is it going to come in the draft where there's a pretty good group of safeties this year? I don't know the answer. Bernard Pollard is an interesting guy, though. You know, a guy who's played well in the NFL, including for the Super Bowl champion Ravens this year, recently cut in a cost-saving move by the Ravens. And, you know, it's I see it as a possibility. I think he's going to, again, get more than the Packers can afford. You know, like I laid out earlier, the Packers don't have a whole lot of money to spend on free agents. You know, that being said, there's a lot of teams who have committed lots of dollars already to free agency, and maybe a guy like Pollard isn't going to get as much as he could otherwise get. A guy like Pollard, he's kind of been known for some dirty hits over the years, though. And if you sign him, you're getting that. I mean, he was the guy who wiped out Tom Brady's season a couple years ago, right? And he just this postseason, he had a controversial hit he got flagged for in the playoffs. So there's that to consider. You know, if I had my guesses, I would say the Packers are going to address this safety situation in the draft. But anyway, you know, the Packers will be adding a safety at some point in free agency or the draft. It, you know, people wanted maybe Deshaun Goldson for a while while he ended up signing a big-time contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Was never going to happen in Green Bay, even though, you know, they have a need for a safety. So, yeah, I think safety gets addressed during the draft. But, yeah, this whole free agency period has just been crazy. All this talk, speculation, wondering about what the Packers are going to do or not do, as it were. And you know, this Greg Jennings situation, I think I probably said on Wednesday that I thought a deal would get done within 24 hours. I was wrong. He's still at large. He's still out there. I'm not the only one who said this before. I've seen many people say this, I think, including Rob Domofsky of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. I've both heard or seen them or read them right say that the longer Greg Jennings is available, the better the chance he has of returning to the Green Bay Packers. And that very well could be the case. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. He's in Minnesota today. The Vikings are going to want him not to leave town without a deal, you know. They'd like to have a deal in place, but they'd also like a deal to be, you know, feasible for both sides. So, you know, Greg Jennings has a lot to think about today as he apparently goes to Vikings headquarters, I believe. Got to see what he's what's available there and what's available in Green Bay, you know. If the deals are comparable, again, he's got to decide, you know, is it worth going to a new franchise where the quarterback situation is not quite as stable, where he doesn't know the offense, where he doesn't have a rapport with the coaching staff and other players on the team, other receivers, things like that. I mean, all those things work in the Packers' favor if Greg Jennings truly wants to return. But again, I mean, it's going to come down to the contract. It's going to come down to the contract and where he is going to get the most money. So I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, all other factors aside. So, you know, again, I mean, I think Greg Jennings gets a deal roughly approximately $8 million a year. We'll see. That's my prediction. It's the official prediction here at Railbird Central. Anyway, folks, it's just about 9 o'clock. It's Friday. I wish everybody has a good weekend here. A lot of basketball this weekend. I mean, we'll be following NFL free agency as well. But a lot of good basketball on this weekend. Last weekend of college conference tournaments, things like that. So you got that to look forward to. World Baseball Classic still going on. I love international competition no matter what form it takes. I'm a sucker for the World Baseball Classic, sucker for the World Cup, sucker for the Olympics. I love watching that stuff. Anyway, I hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll see you later. Stay tuned. There may or may not be an episode of Railbird Central on Monday. Got some family issues. My wife has to go to the airport for work on a Monday morning. I'm not sure exactly what time or whether it's time for me to get there and back. Whatever. I don't want to. I'll spare you the details, but I'll announce it on Twitter, the status of Monday's show. Regardless, we'll be back by Wednesday of next week at the very latest. So we'll see you later, everyone. Hope you have a good weekend. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caravu. I leave you today with a song called Velvet Red by Conspirator on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.
We'll be right back.